And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 9th of February. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy and Seoul. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, just west of Fitzroy, 1013. Expected Biscay, 1022 by 1800 Sunday. Low, Portland, 1018, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. 40s, east or northeast, 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, variable, mainly southeast, 2 to 4, showers, good. 4th, Tyne, east or northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. East or northeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming east or northeast, 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, north, veering east or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 at first in east, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5 later in west. Mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming easterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Shannon, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall Malin, cyclonic at first in Rockall, otherwise east or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, south 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, south or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, westerly, backing southerly or southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now, the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 2, 22 miles, 1030, rising. Stornoway, west by north 1, 16 miles, 1031, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 5, 19 miles, 1032, rising. Wick Automatic, west by north 1, 11 miles, 1031, rising. Aberdeen, west 2, recent rain, 7 miles, 1030, rising. Lucas, northeast 2, recent rain, 6 miles, 1030, rising. Boomer, east by north 4, rain, 2 miles, 1028, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 3, 1025, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 11 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north-northeast 3, 1022, rising slowly. Jersey, east-southeast 2, 13 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 3, 11 miles, 1021. Scilly Automatic, northeast 2, 15 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 2, mist, 4 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberporth, northeast by east 3, 6 miles, 1023, rising. Valley, northeast 3, mist, 4 miles, 1025, rising. Liverpool Crosby, north-northeast 2, mist, 2 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast 3, 16 miles, 1026, rising. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 3, 6 miles, 1026, rising. Malin Head, northeast 3, slight showers, 27 miles, 1029, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1028, rising. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure remains slow moving over northern Scotland. However, low pressure over the English Channel continues to bring rain and showers to southern and eastern English waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming south or southeast, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers with rain at times in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. Isle of Man, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, becoming fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, decreasing 2 later in southeast. Showers becoming fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. That brings us to the end of our day here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the World Service, but Radio 4 will be back as ever at 5:20. Thank you so much for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. And I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very safe and peaceful one. It's a good night from me, or as we say on the Isle of Man, Evie.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett, on the BBC World Service. Policymakers have been struggling with managing their economies in the wake of the COVID pandemic.
In some countries, when it was clear that the government was not going to step in and help with energy costs, then wage demands rose very significantly and stayed there.
Has there been a reluctance to accept that a great deal has changed?
Because we were in such a long period of low inflation, and people were telling each other that this would be the case for a long period of time, they were hesitant to act with monetary policy.
Now things are back on a more even keel, but uncertainty still lingers.
We're walking a very tricky line between addressing inflation by keeping interest rates high enough, but really worrying that could it all go wrong at some point.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, where are we in the battle against inflation?
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's sending a delegation to Qatar to continue negotiations on the next stage of the Gaza ceasefire. Joe Inwood is in Jerusalem.
There are going to be talks taking place. The Israelis are sending a delegation and they're going to talk about some technical elements. And then the hope is they will move on to talking about stage two. That will be a permanent end to the fighting and the release of the remaining hostages. All of this is under the shadow of the recent statement by President Trump that he thinks that Gaza should be handed over to the US and turned into a Riviera of the Middle East.
Mr. Netanyahu has expressed anger at the treatment of three Israeli hostages released by Hamas on Saturday in an emaciated state. Palestinians have also complained about the state of the 183 prisoners released on Saturday. Seven needed hospital treatment. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is willing to negotiate with the United States over nuclear-related sanctions, but not under Donald Trump's maximum pressure strategy. President Trump reinstated the maximum pressure policy on Iran on Tuesday and followed this with fresh financial sanctions on Iranian entities and individuals. Sanjay Desgupta has more details.
In a statement published on Telegram, Abbas Araghchi said negotiating from a position of weakness would be tantamount to surrender. His comment came after Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, who has the final word on all strategic decisions, urged the government not to negotiate with Washington, reminding Iranians of previous experience. In 2015, Tehran struck a landmark nuclear deal with the United States, France, Germany, Britain, China and Russia, only to see the first Trump administration unilaterally withdraw from that agreement 3 years later and reimpose sanctions.
Several thousand opponents of the Iranian authorities have held a rally in Paris.